Our show today is sponsored by Microdose Gummies. So you've probably heard about microdosing. If not, just know that all sorts of people are microdosing daily to feel healthier and perform better. Microdose Gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that helps you feel just the right amount of good. They really taste great and will have you feeling amazing. You can use them to help you get into your creative zone, help you to wind down at night and sleep soundly. The benefits don't end there. Microdose gummies can help you with pain and anxiety. Microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, go to microdose.com and use code UFO to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description, but again, that's microdose.com and code UFO.
UWA 517, do you want to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We don't want to report.
Aries 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Aries 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Aries 31, me neither.
There are 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And if there was anybody above us to pass us like 30 seconds ago.
There are 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Something. It's a UFO.
Yeah. It's Mercury 295. Yeah, something just passed over us. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911. You guys busy? Do we just call about the UFOs we thought?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there, taking airplanes.
Now to dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls?
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, Bob, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com. Hello everyone and welcome to the show, wherever in the world you are listening from. I hope you're all doing good this week. I'm Nick Hunter and this is the UFO Chronicles podcast. It's been a great couple of weeks for the show. First off, we passed over 3 million downloads. So thank you all for listening and coming back week after week. Secondly, UFO Chronicles podcast has been nominated for the first time in the Best Alien UFO Podcast at the 2022 Paranormality Podcast Awards. So if you enjoy the podcast and would like to vote for UFO Chronicles podcast, I could sure use each and every one of your votes, as I am up against a lot of stiff competition. So if you think the show deserves your vote, please visit the podcast awards link below this episode in the description. Thank you all and fingers crossed. Tonight's guest Pablo comes to us from Chile, and Pablo will be sharing his UFO sightings with us and the contact he has made through CE5. Shadow people, out-of-the-body experiences and lucid dreaming. These events in his life has changed Pablo profoundly. Pablo up next. If you enjoy listening to the podcast and would like to help support my work, there is a couple of ways to do this. Either you can join Patreon and become a patron of the show for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate via PayPal. And if you like, you can set up monthly reoccurring payments. All links to support the podcast are below in the show notes and on the website. Any help is extremely appreciated and it helps the show to continue running. Now, on with the show. Bueno noches, Pablo.
Oh, bueno noches, Nick. How are you?
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. I'm really, really glad to have the opportunity to be here and to tell my story in English.
And it's great to have you on today. calling from the beautiful country of Chile.
Yeah, yeah. I live in Chile, actually in the desert regions. So there's a lot of UFO activity around here. Pretty cool.
That is wonderful. And we certainly need more guests from Chile, that's for sure. Now, you have some experiences to share with us, Pablo. Would you like to start at the very beginning, please?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, this is a story that's about a transformation of myself. You will get the idea when I'm telling the story. It all begins for me when I was 9 years old. I was living in Mexico because I actually was born in Mexico. So I was living there. I was 9 years. And all of a sudden, one Sunday afternoon, a friend of mine called me. So he told me, come here, let's go to the corner and let's see this thing that is happening. And I didn't know what that all about. So I went and I saw one of the most spectacular UFO sightings I've ever had. I've had several now that I'm 44 years old, but that was my first sighting. And it was actually quite spectacular. It was like a big star, a green star, green like laser green. And it was circling around, making movements, and then zigzagging. And then it stopped, exploded, like it was like an explosion, but actually it separated into several little green lights that was, they were forming a perfect circle and start doing the same motions that the big green star, that's what I thought it was, a star. After a while, I kind of got a little afraid and went home. And I never quite understood what was that all about, because I actually never thought it was UFOs, because for me, as a child, a UFO was like a disc with several lights around and stuff like that. I never thought it was just like a little star. Time went by, and actually about 20 or 23 years goes on. And now in the YouTube era, I was working and my workmate was watching UFO videos on YouTube. And I was wondering, hey, what are you watching? Look, these are the UFOs. And I was watching the videos for the first time, because I never got any special interest in this subject. So when I saw the videos on YouTube, I realized that what I saw 20 or some years back when I was 9 years old, it was actually UFOs. So I was kind of shocked. And I think that was the point when I started to investigate the subject. I was really, really interested. I wanted to know everything about it, but my big, big want was to see them again. I just wanted to have another sighting in my life. Well, I didn't know how to do that at all, but I was surfing the internet, looking for information. Most of the information that I found on the internet, I was not convinced about, because I think it was it was testimonies from experiencers and all that, but it was too deep into the subject. So at that point, all of that just made no sense to me at all. Because they were talking about spirituality and kind of mixing the UFO thing with something similar like religion and stuff. And I was not into that at all. I born an atheist, I guess. And so I wasn't vibrating with that information. But I found this project that was called the Disclosure Project, where a lot of military witnesses were talking their stories. And that kind of got my attention because of the kind of scientific perspective that this project put it into the subject. So I started to listen to the Disclosure Project all the time, and a lot of time passed, another 4 or 5 years, and I was just consuming that information. Well, now, at this point of the story, I was about 30 years old, and I was really, really, really lost into life. I mean, I had really no perspective. I didn't know what was I going to do with my life. And I was no young at all. I was 30, and I was consuming a lot of alcohol, mainly, and drugs. Whatever drugs they offered me, I was taking. And my life got really, really messy. It was not like at some point I touched bottom. No, I actually touched bottom and bounced and touched bottom again and again and again for several years, several years. Parallel to that, I was still very interested in the UFO subject. Then one day I was looking for ways to make money. I bought DSLR camera, and I started to offer in taking pictures, no, for the people for money. But when I bought the camera, I didn't know how to use it. So I was just taking photos at the sea. I live in a city with ocean. And I was shooting photos. I shoot one photo, then I move one parameter of the camera, then took another shot. And I was kind of seeing the difference between the different parameters of the camera. And I was really, really enjoying it, and without any, I didn't want it to stop. But all of a sudden, I took a photo. It was like the 100th photo, and I felt a really big, and unexplainable at that moment urgency to go watch the pictures. It was just like this. I took the photo, and I said to myself, okay, I will go to review the photos. But it was weird. I knew it was weird because I wasn't thinking on stopping the experimentation with the camera. So it was weird. Okay, I started to look in the pictures, watching the difference in colors and stuff. And when I got to the last one, the last picture, I noticed something really brilliant on the horizon line, just above the sea. And when I zoom in, this object was like, it looked like a cigar, but I suppose it was in motion. So in the picture, it saw like a cigar with shadow. So I say, oh no, this can't be true. I just took a photo of a UFO. And I applied all the filters and stuff, and definitely it was something hard. It was an object with shadow that I didn't see with my naked eyes, but it got into the picture. And I know that impulse, that strange impulse that I felt to go reviewing the images. I think it was them like saying, okay, just watch the last photo and see what's there. Okay, but I didn't know that at that time. I didn't understood that like that at that time. And okay, life goes on. I was just happy with my UFO photo. And a couple months later, I was at the beach. It was like midday on a summer day, clear blue sky, bright sun. I was with two other people. And all of the sun, again, I was just chatting. Then I kind of looked up to the sky, and right above where I was, like in my zenith, I saw two discs flying, just like you can see an airplane that is flying kind of at low altitude, I saw them, but it was two discs, completely silent. I remember like they were chromed, like a mirror, or might be white. It was whitish or chrome, but it was like a mirror, very, very, very bright. They never moved a millimeter from each other, and they passed by. I saw them like several seconds, and I told the other people, look, look up, look up. And finally, they saw them too. I thought they were just, I don't know how to say this in English, but they was just, I thought they was just saying, yeah, 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 like, yeah, yeah, you're right, you're right. But when we went home, I told him, okay, let's make a drawing of what we saw. But no one can see the drawing from the other one. So then we will see the three drawings together. So that was my way to find out if they were just telling me yes, 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 or they were actually saw the UFOs. And yes, the three of us made a pretty similar drawing. I drew like an oval, and other people, the other one, drew a circle. But both of us, we drew a shadow, exactly the same shadow. So we saw kind of the same. Mind play tricks when we see things that we have no reference to, and when it is kind of fast like that, it was just second. Mind kind of associates the images to other things. But we all draw the same shadow, so definitely we saw the object. Okay, well, after that, again, some years passed by, and I was kind of in my getting to my deepest point into this addiction things that I was telling you about. And well, I had even to move from to other city nearby, but other city, because some problems that I got because of this same thing, this drinking and consuming stuff. And I got into a job, a nice job. And this job was about 2,000 meters on the desert, meters from the sea level on the desert. And one night, again, I saw another spectacular sighting. I was just going to my bedroom to get some stuff that I needed when I saw four lights flying. They move kind of like the birds. When four birds fly, not in formation but freely, they have kind of the same kind of move that UFOs. Okay, I saw these four lights flying over the horizon, and then they hide behind the mountains. And I thought, oh wow, that was nice. But then I turned left and I saw another four that was passing by below the moon. It was I don't know if it was full moon or kind of full moon, but it was very big. So this object passed by the moon from bottom to the top. At the same time, these other four lights went flying, just like the birds, the seagulls, I don't know. Again, in the same direction that the first four ones that I saw. So actually, I saw nine objects in that little time. It was really, really nice, spectacular. And all of these sightings just gave me the confidence, the security that UFOs were real. I thought, I believed in the extraterrestrial hypothesis. I just thought, oh, well, the extraterrestrials are here, they exist. So reality is not like they told us. And well, that was something that I had into my mind. Well, I've been telling these sightings that I have, but I have some other maybe these weird experiences, like out-of-body experiences, like lucid dreams. And even one time, this was very weird. I saw a Coca-Cola can move by itself right in front of me. I was just having lunch, and this this can of Coca-Cola kind of moved about 10 centimeters, making a little curve. It was moved along. It was filled with liquid, so there's no way the wind could do that. Besides, I have my napkin and all that stuff, so a wind strong enough to move a Coca-Cola can will just throw everything apart, right? But no, it was just the can, so it was really, really strange. So all that experiences that I had over the years gave me this confidence that reality is not what everybody thinks. And it is greater, greater, greater than that. So, okay, about this time, Stephen Greer, the ufologist, he made his field Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. I found about C5, the C5 initiative and the C5 protocols. I really can't remember exactly if it was, if I saw the movie first or I kind of read about it in his website. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Thing is that I saw the movie and my big, big desire, that's the word, my big desire of watching them again, it was now nearby because there was a chance to maybe initiate contact by myself. And that was really awesome. But I still was really deep into drugs and stuff. And I don't know, time just went by. Some years went by, and I did nothing but consuming the information. But then came the year, let me remember, I guess it was 2019, when I got into a lot of troubles with the law, and I decided I will quit drinking. I will quit drinking at all because my life really, really got out of my hands. I wasn't happy at all. In my new vocabulary, I will say I was vibing really, really, really low, low vibration. So I decided to quit it all. I had a transition period of several months. But the nice thing is that I stopped the drinking completely. And a little by little, my life, well, kind of started to take his own course. And then it came the coronavirus pandemic. And I had no job and had nothing. But all of a sudden, I got an opportunity to start a business. So that was something, another thing that it was really into my interest. Entrepreneurship. So I was really happy of doing that. And okay, I started to building this business. The first year, it was building it not from the commercial side, but from the materialistic side. I mean, I had to buy equipment and made the installations, construct, build, kind of the place where it will all be functioning. And those were very good months. By that time, I was about 2 years sober, and I was really happy because I had nothing to do but building my business. I had the excitement of starting a new project. I was feeling really, really nice, very good, very good. So now, again, with my new vocabulary, I will say I was vibrating really high. I was happy. And something kind of strange or weird happened. December 2020 came, and I start feeling a very, very intense desire to make contact through the C5 protocols that I have heard about some years ago. So I watched again the movie from Dr. Greer, And in one part, he says that on Facebook there were lots of groups of people that were gathering around this topic. So I started to join in these C5 groups on Facebook, and I found really, really nice people. They were sharing a lot of information. And finally, I got my hands into this book that it's called A C5 Handbook, written by Celia Hatch. And it was kind of like a more easy to read version of the C5 protocols, because I tried some other time to read it, the original ones that's in seriousdisclosure.com, but it was too hard to read for me. But this little manual gave me all the knowledge I needed, and I got courage, and okay, let's do this. It was, I can't remember if it was January or February 2021. And I went out to a little backyard, like 8 meters by 4 meters. That's all the space. So why am I mentioning this? Because the area of the sky that I was able to see, it was also very limited, but it didn't matter at all. I went out and start doing it, the meditation. Of course, about 1 week, couple weeks before that, I started to meditate, to practice in meditation. I was into fasting. I was exercising every day. So I think I was kind of preparing myself for the contact without knowing it. So, okay, one Sunday I went out, kind of tried, but I knew I was doing something wrong. Okay. I waited into next night. It was a Monday. I went out and I said, okay, now I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to stop until they answer me. They had to answer me, because I'm going to do it all night if it's necessary. So, okay, I went out, went to meditation, start to view myself from the sky, like a drone that was taken away from where I was standing, and I saw my neighborhood, my city, my country, my continent, my planet. You know how it is. Then the other planets, and I went. I made the whole protocols. Okay, after that, nothing happened, but I was really in a meditative state, and I kept myself into the present moment while I was with my eyes open, watching at the sky, trying to see if they answered. At the same time, I was still sending a really clear message, strong as I could. I was saying, hello, I'm here, and I would love to have a relationship with you. That was my message. So I even put my hands up into the sky. I imagine like a beam of light that came from me to the universe, to the sky. At the same time, trying to feel a lot of gratefulness to them. Basically, just I was grateful just to have the opportunity to try it. And I was doing all that with as strong as I could, with mucha fuerza, con mucha fuerza. And all of the sudden, I saw a little light. It was very fast, but a little light appeared, advanced like, I don't know, like 10 centimeters in the sky. From the point that I was seeing it, it looked like 10 centimeters or something. The light disappeared and then appeared again, but making a cross, you know, they drew like a perfect cross in the sky, but it was just one light that appeared from one point to another, disappeared, appeared in another point, and crossed the first line and disappeared. And I was, wow, it was, I really didn't know if, didn't knew if it was them or it was something else. Because the rational mind starts to doubt, to trying to rationalize and looking for rational answers. Like, no, maybe it was a satellite. It failed because it went behind a cloud or something like that. And I was trying to figure it out just seconds before I saw this. And I said, okay, I'm starting to lose in perspective here. So I'm going to review the facts. What just happened? I was standing right here. I was looking up here. I had my hands up in the sky like this. And then I saw this. And when the mental image of the UFOs making across appeared in my mind, that exact instant, I felt an explosion of love. It was like a burst, a very big explosion of very good feelings. That this very big explosion burst of love, if I have to synthesize it in one word, I said what I felt was pure love, big love. And that was the confirmation for me that it was them. Yeah, after that feeling, strange feeling, there was no doubt that I was making contact. And after that, this channel of communication, I guess, all of this are guessings because I have no way to know it for a fact. But I felt like I was under a searchlight or something, a spotlight, but it was no light at all. It was just this feeling of love. The burst of love, the explosion of love took about 1 second. It was like boom and then faded. But still there were a little background love for saying it somehow. But I felt it, they were still in communication. There was a connection that felt like love, brotherhood, I don't know, all good feelings. And I didn't know what to do, so I just stand it, feeling the feeling, you know? Now I think that was the time when I should asking questions and start a communication, but it was so impressive that I just stand there feeling the feeling. And I actually pretty much felt like I was a little puppy and they were tapping my head or something like that. No? I felt like that, but it was awesome, awesome. Okay, then I suppose they got bored. I didn't say anything. The channel of communication kind of fade out. And I thought that was all the experience and I was blown away. So I went back in to get into these C5 Facebook groups to ask questions if people have felt something like that or what. And I was just opening the computer and all that. And again, the same feeling of love, I started to feel just a couple minutes there. And again, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know that I might ask questions while that communication channel was open. And I just sit there feeling the feeling. Okay, that was the first day. That was on a Monday.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment, including the network you're listening to right now, the Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
The next day, of course, I went out and tried again. And this time, my message was, how can I communicate better with you? That was my question. And I started doing the protocols. I did this exactly same thing that the day before, but this time there was no answer at all. So I say, okay, maybe I didn't do it right. Maybe they were busy. I don't know. Let's try it again tomorrow. But then at the next day, that was a Wednesday, I was doing my thing on the street, buying stuff, and I was crossing an avenue when the channel opened again by itself. Oh, and I felt, oh, it was you. And now I was thinking things, and they were answering me back. I didn't know that they could hear me. I kind of was thinking for myself, but they heard my thoughts. And I say, oh, are you? You're back. Kind of, they confirmed, yeah, we were back. I really don't remember exactly the dialogue for saying, to call it some way. But they told me that in order for me to have a better communication, I have to vibrate higher. The higher I was vibrating, the better. And I say, okay, but what is to vibe high? Because that's a term that now I understand, but at that point, I had no idea about none of this. So they made me feel how it feels to vibe high. And it was, again, it was a feeling like when everything is good in your life, you have everything in order, you're good with the wife, you're good with the family, you have money in your bank, everything is fine, and one feels great, right? You feel great. Well, that's vibing high. That's why that's what they told me. They told me by feeling it at some seconds. Oh, okay, so this is to vibing high. Okay. And the communication kind of closed. I went into my car. I was driving, thinking about all this, just blown away, basically. And I was driving to the next stop, and some pedestrian kind of trying to cross the street after me. No, I mean, before me. And I had to stop the car, and I got a little angry. And I talked to myself, you guy, why you do this? And again, they opened up the communication channel, and they told me that is the kind of thing that you should not do if you want to communicate better with us. Oh, and I understood it right away. All right. Then again, I was driving another couple of blocks, and I don't know, I don't actually remember the situations, but it was like a car trying to pass me by or something. And again, I kind of got angry. And I said, you driver. And again, they opened the communication channel, and they told me, you see, that's the kind of thing you should not do. Oh, okay, I was understanding. So they made very clear that in order for me to communicate better with them, I needed to vibe high, which means to feel great, to be good with all in life. And another thing is not being violent with our other humans. Try not to get angry with nobody. And kind of living happy. That I think that's what they want us to do, to live happy. Well, all of this was just, I don't know, out of this world, really. So the night went by, and again, I tried to do the protocol. Let me remember. No, nothing happened that night. Then the next day, on a Thursday, I went out again, made the protocol. And yes, there was another sighting, a little light went by, appeared, advanced some centimeters, disappeared, and then immediately a flash blinked. You know, they may, flashes are one of the most common manifestations of the UFOs. So they made this flash. Wow. I made contact again. I had no telepathic communication, but I made the contact. Well, then the next day came, it was a Friday, and on Friday I started to do the protocols again at night. I was doing it about 8 o'clock all of this week at night. And I did the protocols, nothing happened. So I went to a Facebook group that I have created like that week, a Facebook group that in order to call people, speaking Spanish people interested in this subject. There was four of us at that time. It was a new group. And I made a video call, no, a live transmission, a live. There was four of us listening to what I was saying. I was telling them about my experiences of the whole week. I wanted to make a recording of that on that day because I had the emotions very alive by that time. And when I went out to the backyard and point my phone to the sky to show my friends from the group where I saw the light. Then I moved a little bit the camera to the horizon, and there was this big cloud, perfectly shaped as we understand as an ET. It was like an ET face looking right at the camera, like kind of smiling. And we all said, oh, look, I said, that cloud looks just like an ET. And people put the hearts, of the Facebook hearts. We all saw it. It was, I know, a manifestation. Now I know that. At that point, I didn't know. I wasn't sure if it was them or if it was my imagination or what. But now I know that's another manifestation they do pretty regular. The cloud shaping. And well, it was all amazing. Then the live broadcast ended. I went in, I sat on a side of my bed, and I had this COVID mask on, laying on the bed. And when I saw it again, it was a perfectly shaped ET face looking right at me, but it was the mask. With the shadows and light, it looked just like an ET face. I don't know if that were them or that was just my imagination, but I got really scared. Really, really scared because, I don't know, I felt they were kind of getting too close. And seeing what I thought it was a manifestation of them right in my bedroom, I really got really, really scared. Scared as I haven't been, I think, never. Imagine that for a month, the next month, I wasn't able to turn off the light at night because I was still scared, man, for real. And that fear came not just because of these manifestations, but because all the information I got through the week, not from them, but from the Facebook groups, because in just that little period of 5 days, my whole cosmovision, I don't know if that word exists in English, but the whole way I saw reality changed completely, 180 degrees. I was a materialistic atheist, and now kind of knew that the metaphysic thing, it was pretty, pretty real, pretty real. I was really, really, really scared. The fear didn't fade until several months later. So I made no contact again. I tried not to make contact again after a year, actually. A year went by, and after a year, then I kind of wanted to make contact again. But A year from there, I was, my business just started. We started the operations, the daily operations. New problems came into my way, all very earthly problems, money, people, staff, equipment, vehicles, I don't know. Problem. Entrepreneurship, it's all about solving problems. So when I tried one day, not that much ago, some months ago, when I tried to make the protocols again, I didn't felt the same at all. It was hard. And of course, nothing happened. Then I let pass a couple more months. And about, I don't know, maybe 8 weeks ago, I went to the desert, again, kind of decided to make the contact happen again. And I did the protocols as hard as I could, and nothing happens. But 1 week later, I went to the same spot with another person, not to do the protocols, but just to hang out, to chat. And I was telling him about the UFOs, the ETs, all my experiences. And we saw one light that was advancing in a straight line, but then it faded out. Oh, I said, look, we both saw it. I said, maybe it's them. And right away on the side of this light, another light went again in a straight line, but then it turned and started going down to the horizon and kind of zigzagging. And it faded away. So, I say no, definitely it's them. And when I say kind of that, definitely, it's them. A flash, they made us a flash in the sky, in the same point area of the sky. So it was them. That I think, I don't know if they were appearing just for us. Maybe they were kind of passed by, but when they detected that we were talking about them, they made this kind of manifestation. So that kind of got me really happy because I said, okay, maybe I am not able to do the contact as I did it a year ago, as strongly as I did it a year ago, because now I'm vibing again really low. I was vibing really low. I was not exercising, eating a lot of bad food, with lots of problems, everyday problems, nothing special, but everyday problems. And my move wasn't the same at all that a year and a half ago when I made that contact. The thing is that after all of these experiences, I hold of the sun, see myself, and I am a completely different person that I was just a couple years ago. It all started when I stopped the drinking, but the real spiritual transformation began with the contact. And now that a year and a half has passed by, I am kind of experimenting with a lot of spiritual practices, a lot of meditation, a whole lot. I mean, I'm not the greatest of the meditators, but yeah, I try to meditate every day. I do fasting as much as I can. Actually, I'm starting this week again. I found the Breatharian ways, the Breatharian path, which Breatharians are people that eat very little or nothing at all. And that sounds really weird, strange, crazy. But believing in ETs and UFOs also as well, you know, it sounds like crazy. So now I know reality and human beings are way, way more powerful and greater and divine that we were talked, that what they teach us in, I don't know, in society. So now I understand that I kind of have, like half of my life, I was completely loose. But they were always there with years of space between sightings and years of space between contacts and all that. But they are always there, kind of waiting for me. Not that I am a special person, but it's just my story, not what I can tell. I know it's the same for everybody, for every human being. But I know they are there waiting for us to kind of wake up, kind of do things to try to vibe higher, to love each other as much as we can, at the very least to try to experience life in this present moment without judging. I think what they want us is to understand that reality is very, very much complex than we accept. And that was my big transformation. I mean, I still have some legal issues pending. Actually, in a couple of weeks, I have a trial. I don't think I'm going to jail, but maybe they are going to give me some community work or something like that. I don't know. But it was all from my past, and I'm gonna accept whatever the judge says, and it's okay because I don't care. The other thing is that I now understand that death is not the end. Death is the life, and this, what we think this life, it's the dream, it's the thing out of the ordinary. And the real life, for what the NDE experiences say, it's on the other side. And that, yeah, kind of give me a lot of security. I don't know, not fearing death is very liberating. It's very liberating. When the time comes, you just have to enjoy it and let yourself go, and everything's going to be all right. All right. But it's going to be even better than here, for what they say.
Introducing the High Strangeness Coffee Blend by Redacted Coffee Company, a medium roast of the Brazilian kind. This medium roast offers flavors of chocolate and vanilla combined with a distinct fruity taste and a unique sweet floral aroma. The experience of High Strangeness doesn't end there, with a sweet butter aftertaste that doesn't fade as your coffee cools. This coffee regains its flavors all the way through your cup, ensuring it truly is good to the last drop. The veteran-funded, employee-owned Redacted Coffee Company and UFO Chronicles podcast have partnered together to bring you the best coffee on and off the planet. Get 20% off your first order now at redactedcoffee.com/UFO. That's redactedcoffee.com/UFO. Or follow the link below in this episode's description or click on the banner of my website. This podcast is fueled by coffee oozing high strangeness. So what are you waiting for? Wake up to the strange.
I think that explosion of love that they made me feel the first time I met the contact, it was just a little tiny bit sample of what getting in touch with the source might feel. So, well, that's my story. I hope you liked it.
Good job, Pablo. You weren't nervous.
I was nervous, yeah. but because of the language. I read a lot in English. I write pretty much in English, but I have no opportunity to speak English that much. So I know I'm not the best English speaker, but I hope it was understandable.
Completely understandable. I mean, bearing in mind, English is your second language. And the way you just spoke for the last hour, that was fluent.
Oh, nice. Thank you very much.
you should be very happy.
I've never faced the my low problems ever. I mean, this is the first time. I was embarrassed, but the more I try to lose my ego, the less I care about this, what people say about me, think about me and stuff. And I think the story is true. And if it touches somebody and opens the eyes for somebody, okay, the job is done, no? I guess.
Exactly. The job is done. You know, the people that listen to this show are very like-minded, you know, just like yourself. And everybody throughout their life goes through problems in one form or another. I have, and many, many of my guests have. So the important thing is, I mean, sometimes you cannot escape your past, but with the trial and stuff, yeah. You know, your past sometimes catches up with you. But the important thing is you've completely turned your life around. And one thing I hear about C5 time and time again is you have to get your body and your mind in complete balance. Don't get frustrated. You know, just to listeners out there, don't get too frustrated out there. You know, if you're trying to do C5 and it's difficult and you're not getting any comeback, it takes time. And like Pablo said, you have to get your body in balance, health-wise, the body and the brain. You know, you have to get it all in complete balance.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, it's not like you can go party and the other night and try to do C5. I don't know, maybe some guys can do that, but I think you have to make a little preparation before. Try to get as higher vibes as you can.
Exactly. I mean, it's good for them because they're going to want to make contact with you. And then it's good for yourself. You know, it's good for your body. You know, it's good for those around you as well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Ooh. Now I'm starting to, as I told you, I am starting to try to walk the Bretonian path. I think that's my destiny. And if there's no such thing as destiny, that's what I want. I want to be food free. That's crazy, but yeah, that's what I want. I'm trying, little by little. Yeah, it's been great telling this story, telling you this story and your audience. Yeah,
it's been good to hear it. Many people have these experiences, you know. So it's anyone, you know, go out into your backyard and just give it a go. You never know what you might see and what you might experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had the idea that you have to go very deep into the desert and have all these organized meeting and all, but no, you can go to your backyard and try to do it as hard as you can. They probably answer. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's good, you know, to go on groups on Facebook and join a community wherever people do it. You know, you can meet many like-minded people, but yeah, you can just do it on your own. The good thing about you, Pablo, is that you live in Chile, and Chile is a very active country for UFOs. UFOs love Chile. They love going to Chile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I think. And as I told you, I live in the Tarapacá Desert, that is nearby the Atacama Desert. And Atacama Desert, we have, there is the clearest skies in the world. Actually, the biggest astronomy observatory, the Observatorio ALMA, it's right there in the Atacama Desert because of the sky conditions. So, and we are very blessed in that sense.
Clearest skies on the planet. I've seen videos from that area. Absolutely beautiful. And the elevation above sea level is quite high.
Oh, yeah. I've been up to 4,000 meters above the sea level. And yeah, oxygen is low and it's fun. It's not hard. It's fun, actually.
Nice. Yeah, would love to get there one day and see those nice clear skies.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. And if you come here, please let me know so we can get together and do some C5 in the desert. Oh, that would be nice.
I may just take you up on that because you're the only person I know in Chile.
Oh, well, now you have a friend and you have a place to get and nice. Great. That would be.
Likewise. Wonderful, Pablo.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Nick, I think it's fantastic what you're doing. I mean, having this podcast and letting people, experiencers, to tell their story freely. I listened a couple of chapters of your podcast, and it is very good because now we are kind of getting used to hear the military, the big rank militaries, telling about this, but regular people, we have these experiences and we know it's true. I mean, when you're an experiencer and you hear another experience, you kind of know that it's true. And when you hear somebody that is making up stuff, you can tell too.
Yeah, you know.
So, yeah. And it's a really great database of experiences that you're building. So, congratulations and thank you very much because it's a very great job you're doing, man.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to be a little bit different than other podcasts. I wanted to only have normal people, just everyday people like yourself. And I didn't want people on TV or writing books, that kind of thing. Just normal people having these experiences. You know, the people which you would never hear from if there isn't a platform like this.
Yeah. I haven't seen another show kind of like yours. And yes, it's a very nice database you're making. It's actually kind of some way a scientific endeavor because it's experiences. After that, maybe someday someone will start listening to your shows and start taking patterns out of it because a lot of stuff repeats story after story. So that might be interesting, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when I very first started, I did one episode and I uploaded it. And from that episode, I think 20 people listened. And then I got 5 emails. Number 2 episode, 100 people listened. And then I got 50 emails. So it's just constant emails I get. So I don't really ever have to look for people. But because so many people contact me, it means I do a lot of recordings. And then I have to wait before I can release it. So I've got a big whiteboard next to me, and that's got another 30 people. That's got 30 people I'm recording with at the minute. Then I've got another 200 emails I'm still trying to process to actually find time.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've already booked up this month, and I'm booked up for next month, and I'm just about to start with August now. So and it keeps on going. So the more people listen, the more emails I get. So.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Yeah, everybody wants to tell their story. Yeah, it's great.
Yes, and everyone's welcome. You know, that's what it's all. That's why I created it, and that's what I want.
Oh, it's so cool, so great. Yeah.
I've got a lot of listeners in all around the whole region. I've got listeners, so it's people are listening down your way, which is that's what I want. The more witnesses we have, you know, I know it's difficult if you don't speak English, which is a shame because I can't do multi languages on the show. But people are listening down your way.
Yeah, that's cool because Chilean people listening to my story. I hope I can to know some other experiences here. I made this Facebook group. I called it C5 en Español. I have a WhatsApp group that's kind of active. I mean, it's very active, but there's no experiencers. Just people wanted to do it. And with some other type of experiences, sightings and dreams and stuff like that. But I still haven't found nobody that have made the C5 and work. And here in Chile, at least. So this show might be a call to them. So cool. I think whatever it have to happen, it will happen. I think.
Wonderful. Okay, I'll tell you what we do then, Pablo. If you give us your Facebook link, and I'll put this with the episode. So anyone in Chile that would want to join Pablo in some C5, join up and then maybe then you can all connect and then do some C5 together.
Oh, that'll be awesome. Yeah, thank you Nick.
Pablo, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing that for our listeners.
Thank you. Now thank you for the opportunity. And as I said, you're doing a very great, great job. So thank you very much, for real.
Thank you, Pablo. It's been wonderful talking today, okay? And you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah, keep in contact, Pablo, okay? And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you very much, Nick. Have a wonderful day. And thank you again, for real.
You too. Adios, Pablo.
Ciao, Nick.
That's all for this episode. Keep updated and connected with the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you have an encounter that you'd like to share on the podcast, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me via the contact page on my website, ufochroniclespodcast.com. Don't forget to cast your vote for the podcast in the Paranormality Podcast Awards. Link is below this episode. You can also find it on our social media accounts and our website. A special thanks to Pablo for sharing tonight, and thank you all for listening. I will be back next week. Till then, stay safe and keep watching the skies. Goodbye.